Glory be to God. I thank God for the grace to stand here. Thank Achin for the opportunity. Thank all my friends who've been praying for me to get the grace to stand here and speak from His Word. Let's pray. Precious Lord, our loving Heavenly Father, we want to thank You for this beautiful morning. Thank You for giving us another day in our life when we can worship You. Another moment, another opportunity to worship You. Father Lord, at this time we commit ourselves into Your hands. Pray that You would speak to each and every one of us. Reveal to us whatever You want to tell us this morning. Pray that our hearts would be receptive. Pray that we would be able to change our lives according to Your perfect will. In Jesus' precious and loving name we pray. Amen. The theme for today is called to holy living. Vishuddha Vilikya Yogyamaya Jeevitham. It is also the Temperance Sunday. Temperance Sunday in Malayalam, Lehari Viruddha Dinam. So the portion that we have heard from the Gospel is Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 23. So three things basically we can see from this portion predominantly: a calling to bear good fruit, a calling to be accountable, and a calling to be obedient. So I'll read from verses 15 to 17. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Jesus begins by saying this: watch out for false prophets. Now, who are these false prophets that we should watch out for? Maybe we should start thinking, they come to you in sheep's clothing. Now, if false prophets are a difficult question, who are the sheep? That's easy. We all say we are the sheep that belong to the good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd and we are the sheep. But Jesus is saying a lot of our people who look like sheep are not really sheep. They are wolves within, and they are all false prophets. Okay, so how do the sheep look like? Sheep, if we compare them to us as the sheep, maybe we said we are the sheep that belong to the good shepherd. The sheep are people who go to church regularly. We are baptized. We know our sacraments. We take part in prayer meetings. We do a little charity here and there. So we are the sheep. But Jesus says, that is when people look at you. But I look right within you. Are you the ravenous wolf within? Are you as genuine as you prove to be? All of us, including me, as Sunday Christians, we come dressed well. We come clean. We look good. We smile and we talk to people. Even at home, if I don't smile and talk to my kids or to Achin, when I come to church, I smile and talk. So externally, I look like the sheep. But within me, am I that genuine? Even when I go back home, when I go back to my workplace, what am I? Jesus says, that is what matters. So, and the term he uses there is a little hard to digest. He says, if we categorize ourselves there, we tend to be ravenous wolves. We tend to be the false prophets there. So again, who is this false prophet when we examine ourselves from the light of God's word? The psalmist in Psalm 139 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, O Lord, and know my thoughts, and lead me in the everlasting way." The psalmist is inviting God to look within him and correct him, show him wherever he is going wrong. We can all be able to bear good fruit, and we can be worthy of our calling only when we allow the Lord to work in our hearts. Even when we come to church or come to pray, when we come in God's presence, if we come with the attitude like, I just want to tell you what all I have in mind, I want to put my petitions and request, I don't want you, God, to change me. If we come with that attitude, that is when our hearts become like wolves. But if we open our heart like the psalmist and say, search me, O God, know my thoughts, Try me, O Lord, see my anxious thoughts and lead me to the everlasting way. We need to give ourselves into God's hands to be corrected. And that is when we can bear good fruit. Again, here we see suddenly Jesus is saying, false prophets are those, Jesus is talking about fruits and trees in the next verse. He's saying, false prophets bear bad fruit. So this summer, all the planting and sowing season is during the summer, from March, from Memorial Day, if my memory is right. I think that's when we start sowing things outside. But before that, a lot of our people sow seeds within the house. Last year, towards the end of last year, when I collected some bitter gourd seeds and kept them for drying for the next season, one of our aunties here, when she came home, she looked at it and she said, bitter gourd pavika. She said, some of them are not good. You know, these seeds which are white in color, you need to throw them. Because if you plant them, a plant might come up, but you will not get good fruit. You know, you look for the dark brown, the good ones. They are the ones you should plant. So that was valuable information for me. So just like how a good plant can only bear good fruit. So she said, sometimes the creeper may come up, but it will be very deceiving. At the end, the fruit won't be good. You know, you would have wasted your water and time and space. So always sow the best seeds. So just like that, here Jesus is saying, from thorn bushes, you get only thistles. You don't get grapes. The plant needs to be good to bear good fruit. So if we are called to bear good fruit, we need to belong to the right plant. And here in John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. So if you remain in me, you will bear much fruit. You cannot do anything apart from me. So we need to remember our calling to bear fruit begins by remaining in the true vine. Only if we remain in the Lord Jesus Christ, would we be able to bear fruit the way the Lord wants us. The kind of fruit which is not acceptable to the Lord are our deeds, our intentions, our thoughts, which are not acceptable to the Lord, are the bad fruit which are borne by the false prophets. In St. Joseph's College, where we studied, the motto of the college was Fide et Labore, faith and toil. So the words of our father always ring in my ears. He said, faith and toil. You need to have faith in God and toil with your hands. Your hand in God's, an undefeatable power. So always it's like that. If we think the branches can bear fruit without the vine, maybe for a little while after it's cut, it might look good. It might look as if it's still blooming, but it doesn't last for too long. So for God to work alone, that is not part of God's plan. That's why he created us. And for us to work alone, we are way too helpless. So our hand in God's hand, to be moved according to God's perfect plan and purpose. That is when we can accomplish the unaccomplished. We can accomplish anything, an undefeatable union. My hand in God's hand, an undefeatable union. Jesus says, remain in me. Without me, you can do nothing. So our calling this morning is to remain in the Lord. And remaining in the vine, it's easy when things are good, but when the sun is too hot, when there is scorching sun, when the rain is too bad, when there is thunder and lightning, when the wind is very gusty, it must be very difficult for the branches to remain on the vine. You might think, I might just fall off this vine. It's easier to just lay flat on the ground. Even in our lives, when we face crisis, it's so difficult to remain in the Lord. So we think if we just detach ourselves from God, it'll be easier at least to go through this. Now, if I have to remain in the Lord, I can't lie. If I have to remain in the Lord, I can't give bribe. I can't cheat. And in certain situations, that seems very illogical. That seems very difficult. You know, if you're wise, you wouldn't be doing such things. You know, that's why Michael Card calls Jesus as God's own fool. He was a fool to take everybody's suffering on himself. If he were wise, he would have just, like the disciples told him, just summon angels, let them all destroy your enemies. No, that's the worldly wisdom. But godly wisdom was to give. So the wisdom that we are called to use here is to remain in the vine regardless of the storm, regardless of the peer pressure, regardless of the crisis that come across in our life. Because only when we remain on the vine can we be alive and can we bear much fruit for God's kingdom. Secondly, what we see here is the call to be accountable, verses 18 through 20. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. As I began by saying, our theme today is call for holy living. Now, why is it that we have to bear fruit, or why is it that we got a calling to for holy living? In the book of Isaiah and also in Revelation, we see the prophet testifying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." You know, it's repeated thrice. It's like a re-emphasis. It's like saying ultimately holy. You know, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth are full of His glory. So we have a God who is holy. That is why we are called to be holy. And holiness cannot be separated from God. He is holy, just as His characteristic is to be omnipresent, omnipotent. He is holy. You cannot separate holiness from God. But we are not inherently holy. But we can be holy through our relationship with Christ, through our relationship. When we go to Him and when we ask Him to cleanse us in His precious blood, which He shed on the cross, we can also be holy. The term holy means to be set apart. In the Old Testament times, we know a lot of people had a lot of acceptable cultural norms, but those whom God selected and set apart as holy, the Nazarenes, the Levites, they had a lot of laws and rules which they had to follow, which others did not have to follow. They were not supposed to drink wine. They had to grow their hair long. They could not drink anything intoxicating. And they could not cut the custom of those days was, if somebody dies, you cut your body and show the sorrow. They were not supposed to do such things because they were holy to the Lord. They could not mourn the way other people mourned because they were holy to the Lord. And the calling here for believers is to be holy. We are set apart. We might look around and say, everybody in the world is doing it. It is today's status symbol. I mean, it's cool to do that. But then our calling is to be holy, to be set apart, to remain in the true vine, which is Jesus Christ, and to bear fruit. That's why when we look around, we might see it may be, that is why the word of God says everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. So if we have to honestly hold close to the Lord, we need to our lives also need to be ordered in that way. So every tree that does not bear, verse 19 says, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down. That is a calling to be accountable. We are accountable for our actions. God has given us this gospel, blessed us with this gospel. Many people in the world have not even heard about Jesus Christ. They were not fortunate like us to be born in Christian homes, getting the luxury of Sunday school and Yojana Sakyam, Saviour Sangham, everything. You know, all these are luxuries because many people don't even have the freedom to pray. Nobody has even told them about Christ. When all this has been given to us, our responsibility, the word of God says to them who much has been entrusted, much will be asked. So when God has entrusted us with so much, much more will be asked of us. Last Friday, Joanna came back from school and she said, you know what my teacher said? He said, America is a free country and you can do anything you want. But if you kick your teacher, you won't get away with it. So use your freedom to do the right things. So, you know, and when she said that, I was thinking that's so true. God has given us the freedom to sin or not to sin. But then using our freedom responsibly and using our freedom to do the right thing is what God expects of us as children of God, as believers. When we remain in the true vine, we try to take the right decisions regardless of the trouble that we face. Galatians, our epistle reading today was supposed to be Galatians 5:22. Anybody wants to say? Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is patience. Thank you. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, correct? Yeah, thank you. Okay, so are we bearing this fruit of the Spirit? we are called to be accountable in our relationship with others, in our relationship with ourselves, in our relationship with God. Is my life showing this love? Is my life, am I being patient? Am I being with gentleness? Am I being with self-control? When I'm having self-control, what will my friends in school tell me? My friends in school will tell me, this guy is not brave. You should try out new things. When I'm having faithfulness to God, what will my co-workers tell me? Well, you are still so old-fashioned. When I'm having gentleness, what will my friends tell me? They'll tell me, you don't have courage. Be strong. Be a man. Be a woman. You know. So when I try to bear the fruit of the Spirit, the people around me may call me a fool. But the Word of God reminds us to still bear the fruit of the Spirit and be fruitful for His kingdom. Then our words will be like Ephesians 4:29, words that build others up and not that which break others down. Even when we are angry with them, even when we feel sorry, even when they hurt us, our words will be that which build others up, not those which hurt others, bruise others. Our faith will be like what is said in Galatians 5:6, faith which has expressed itself through love. If there is faith and no love, I can claim to have faith. I pray always, I pray loudly, I pray all the 24 hours. But if my actions and words have no love, the Word of God says it is of no value. I can surrender my body to the flames, but if I have no love, I am nothing. Just a resounding gong and a clanging cymbal. 1 Corinthians 13, isn't it? So the Word of God actually wants us, we are accountable for what? To us, much has been entrusted and much will be demanded because we are hearing all these things, and much more will be demanded of me because I'm saying all these things. Okay? So our actions and lifestyles need to show that. Finally is the call to obedience, verse 21 to 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. It's very difficult to even read that portion. You know, I remember when I was my mother was a teacher, so she from my kindergarten up to third grade, I studied in her school, the school where she taught. And after that, we shifted our house to another place, so I went to a school nearby to where we were staying. Mommy still continued going back to the old place, which is very far. So the day she was retiring from school, I said, she said, you also come. So I went with her. And when I went, I was so excited because I saw my kindergarten teachers there. And I remembered the stories, the lion and the mouse, which they told me. I was so excited. I ran into the teacher's room and I said, the same way I used to address them as a child. I said, good morning, miss. And, you know, she looked at me and she said, I'm sorry, but outsiders are not allowed in the teacher's room. You know, that's when I realized, oh, I've grown up. I'm no longer that tiny, you know. So then I said, oh, I'm actually Elsie's daughter. This is my mom. And then she said, oh, I'm so sorry. I recognize you, you know. But that moment when she said, I'm sorry, outsiders are not allowed in the teacher's room, you know, when I read this portion, I was thinking, when I go to heaven, if God were to tell me that, If God were to tell us that, I don't even know you. Who are you? You know, I said, I spoke about this in church. You know, I've been active in the church committee. I've been active. I've been going to Sunday. I've been active in the choir. I've been teaching Sunday school for so many years. But God says, I don't even know you. Where is your obedience? Be doers of the word, not hearers of the word or speakers of the word, but rather be doers of the word. Our call is to be obedient. And today is also the Temperance Sunday, Lehari Virudha Dinam. So in the first lesson, we heard about the warning not to yield to alcoholism. In the second lesson, we heard we should not be slaves to sin, but should be slaves to obedience. That's beautiful, being slaves to obedience. See, if you're a slave, you only do whatever your master says. And if your master says obey, even when it's hard, you do it. Maybe the slave has done work from morning to evening, and in the night, the master wakes up and says, I want one more chaya. Then the slave has to go and do it, you know? So if we are slaves to obedience, we continue obeying God, and we find joy in obeying God. So the second lesson we heard, we should be slaves to obedience, which leads to righteousness. These days we find increasing number of addictions, you know, addictions. I think when we were much smaller, we didn't have so many avenues for addictions, but now with more luxury, more comfort, there are more avenues for addiction also. So often visual media, social media, and a lot of things addicted to certain food, certain drink. Often adults are so addicted that we cannot restrain our children. On what basis do we tell them? We ourselves are 24 hours stuck to the apps that we have. We ourselves are consuming alcohol. On what basis can we tell them, my son, do not do it? You know, my child, don't do it. Because I myself have sold myself to the luxury and the ways of the world. I am not holding myself away. I am not showing that I prioritize God above the other things. It's not. I'm not saying that we should live as a monk or a nun, but then choose the way of the Lord. Prioritize God above everything. In my own life, my child is seeing that I'm not prioritizing God. I'm prioritizing money, my status. I'm falling into my peer pressure where my friends tell me, do this. On what basis can I tell my child, don't do this? You know. So unfortunately, we've reached a point where we cannot even tell our kids because we are not living that or showing that through our own lifestyles. And this is something very serious. This is something very serious if we have to live as children of God. The word of God says this, tells us you have to be doers of the word, be obedient. In order to bear fruit, you need to do what I say. There's no point in calling me Lord, Lord. I performed so many miracles. I did so many things. I would say I don't even know you. So that is, you know, such. If you think of that condition wherein we'll be disowned by the Lord himself, we need to remember and submit ourselves into God's hands to say, Lord, give me an obedient heart. Give me a heart which, wherein I would be willing to do what you want. We need grace. We cannot accomplish anything. In the morning when we were doing the Jonah Bible study, we were reflecting on that. We need grace even to forgive other people. If I'm angry with somebody, I cannot easily forgive them. If I'm angry with somebody, I cannot say, come and eat and drink and be happy with me. No, it's very difficult for me as a human being. We need God's grace to be fruitful. We need God's grace to see our own mistakes. And it's very easy for me to see somebody else's faults, but to see my own fault, to correct myself, to ask the Holy Spirit to take control, to bear the fruit of the Spirit. We need the grace of God. And only when we surrender our lives into God's hands, go into God's presence and say, genuinely, Lord Jesus, I want you to come into my heart. And genuinely, I want to change my life according to your plan and purpose. Only then it becomes meaningful. So from the portion that we meditated today, we saw four things. We saw that we have a calling to be set apart to be holy, to be set apart or to be holy, to bear good fruit, to be accountable, and to be obedient to the Lord. May the Lord bless us all with his word. Thank you.
Jeffrey Philip will lead us in prayer.